Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold, and we have lots to discuss. As they say, we see further proofs of the blue-collar billionaire status of Trump. He just calls a spade, even if he uses four-letter words. Actually, he's telling the truth. We want a merit-based system. We want to get rid of the lottery and chain migration. We're not going to make a DACA deal, especially where it's an illegal operation. Even Obama agreed with that. And a court in California tried to force Trump to go back and make DACA illegal. Why does the court think that they have the right to dictate to a president about something that even Obama agreed was illegal? It's bizarre, isn't it? And the fact that the bipartisan group tried to shove this bill in front of Trump to say this is a deal, it's not a deal. This is ridiculous. It doesn't deal with the four pillars that Trump wanted, which is to end chain migration, end the lottery system, build a wall or a cyber wall and increase the number of guards, and take care of DACA so we don't have DACA 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It has to stop this process so we have merit-based system to bring people in and have it rapid, have it, you know, quick so it doesn't take years to do so. But if it's merit-based, you either get in or you don't based on merit. What do you think?
Decades in the early part of the 1900s, I don't know, the 20s through the 40s, there was no immigration allowed. I mean, the very fact that the world community thinks that the United States should be
a dumping ground,
training their workers that they don't, is outrageous. It is the parallel government that has been set up by the shadow government that is breaking away and trying to create and establish this fifth column. And that's exactly what they are, and the media is totally in on it. They've been in on it ever since J.P. Morgan, you know, bought the major newspapers across the United States that was exposed by Congressman Calloway way back in the 20s. And they discovered they didn't need to buy every paper, but the 25 most powerful, and because most of the smaller papers would just copy and repeat and reprint the columns that were generated by those that control the media. But, it is absolutely outrageous when we look at Hollywood, which, again, is merely the advertising agency for the New World Order. I mean, we have no no ceasing whatsoever with language and perverted ways that the Catholic Church in the old days would, you know, not have two man and woman going into the same bedroom unless there were separate beds. Today, you open up cable channels and they're pushing, you know, I won't even say it on the air. I mean, the type of language that they use, and the De Niro's and the Tom Hanks and all the rest of them is outrageous. I'd slap my kid if I caught him talking like that.
Now, the problem I see is that Trump is much tougher than they ever imagined. And the people are behind him. That's why the the Rust Belt states, but just general Americans, they see Trump as a blue-collar billionaire. They see him as pro-America first. And when he says that countries like Haiti and North Africa and the Central American states are SHI, he's basing it on facts. And these people, yes, there are some good people that come from all these places, but they need to get here on a merit system. And the problem is that America can't be a dumping ground for any other nation that wants to dump their citizens, not their best. For example, there's really good doctors, scientists, engineers in Mexico. We don't want to get their scum. We want to get good people here that come in by merit.
Well,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you have to have highly qualified.
Highest employment of, all the races right now. There still is, between the ages of 18 and, I think, 25, some 30% unemployment. I mean, it's really high among the youth. And there's no excuse for these so-called representatives of the United States to bring in competition. And not only bring in competition, but make the U.S. citizens and the young people pay for it. You know, not only.
Yeah, it's very obscene, isn't it?
When you look at the amount of people that are imprisoned and being paid and put up for again by the United States, it causes a crime. It causes a lot of things, and I suspect that some of the insurance companies, they can get better rates or make sure people buy insurance because of the increase in crime. So, the big boys in New York City and the multinationals, they continue to cash in, whether they're managing prisons or whether they're forcing people to buy insurance, which is exactly what Obama did with his...
They try to use it as a tax when they had one of the Supreme Court justices illegally declare health care a tax. How crazy is that?
Oh, every way. I need to move one of my articles on John Roberts to newsexpose.org. But his whole history was built in the international community. And the title of the article was, in fact, I think it's up on other people's website. If you liked Earl Warren, you'll love John Roberts. And that was before he made his, that decision. I mean, I saw him coming. Like Bulldog Drummond coming down the road.
Right. But that's funny.
But these guys are in the other one. Sotomayor, she received some fellowship from one of the richest people in the United States. It was a name that I wasn't familiar with, and it's not coming to me right this second. But he was one of the billionaires, and she's in there supposedly. There for the little people, because she's Hispanic, and that was what Hillary and all the rest of them were saying who she represented, when really it was the
it was again the establishment and the globalists and the billionaires and the Satanists behind all this.
Exactly. Now, what we saw also in the news today was that one of the ambassadors from Panama had quit because of Trump's potty language, but nobody mentions that this guy was crucial. He's part of a worldwide organization. It's called Global Ties, and I just sent by email the link to that and a picture of their face page. But this outfit was generated way back in the early 1940s, when Nelson Rockefeller was the first coordinator of the commercial and cultural affairs. And they incorporated J. William Fulbright and the so-called Fulbright scholars, and JFK, when they formally formalized, JFK sent him a letter. And he said that he hopes they achieve a durable and just peace. Well, it comes out that the durable and just peace was an idea of John Foster Dulles. And he was a founder of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was also a delegate to the United Nations. He was the head of the State Department for both Eisenhower and Kennedy. In fact, it was his brother that sat on Warren Commission after they killed John F. K. or JFK. And anyway, this Global Ties has this guy by the name of John Feely, is the ambassador down there. And you can find on this this outfit's website a presentation made by John Feeley, and it's all globalism. They say that that their purpose is to break down borders. And
make sure there aren't any borders. And they want a borderless world.
And to fight climate change and to connect to 2022, which I'm not sure what that is yet. I know 2030, but apparently they have some other type of union of South America, I think, called 2020. They're promoting the Ocean Conference. And get this, according to them, on their 25th anniversary, they had George Pratt Schultz. The Pratt House is the very house building that houses the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Gary, you always have the facts, don't you? It's amazing. Back in a moment with Gary Richard Arnold. Stay tuned.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon.
Well, Trump is planning on threatening to record all future Oval Office meetings. Because this statement came out, and of course they don't have a recording statement; they just have statements. They say he said it.
Yeah, you got what is said, she said right now, and so you've got people like the Pope.
he needs to shut up. The Pope is an ass. Shut up, Pope. We don't want to hear anything more out of your mouth. Same as the United Nations when they have the UN, they vote against Israel and America so many times it's ridiculous. I'm amazed that we ever take any of this seriously, and the media and Hollywood. Why do the public take them at all seriously when they know what their agenda is? Their agenda is to get rid of most of us, to starve us and destroy our economy and eventually create a war.
Yeah, most people really don't know. They just they go with the flow. They, see repetition. Repetition to them means truth. It doesn't mean checking any of the facts. So all they need to do is...
Yeah, and you know what the problem is? It's real simple. People our age don't confront the people that are middle-aged or younger. I do. And it makes it a little bit vicious because young people think they can bully us older people. I'm not bullied. I'm not bullyable.
Yeah. Are we on?
Yeah.
Okay. I was talking about this Global Size Foundation, which is huge, and this ambassador...
How do you say Size Foundation?
This is Global Ties.
Ties, T-I-E, Ties Foundation. Okay. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. Now, as I mentioned, it was founded basically by John Foster Dulles, who was the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations. And John Foster Dulles was, he was involved in putting together Wilson's 14 points, delegate to the UN. He hired Alger Hiss to head the Carnegie Foundation. The guy was, wrote a thing called that the United Nations is a stage for the New World Order, and he was part of the Federal Council of Churches, which advocated that the world government can now take over national and local governments, and actually should take over national and local governments, but on their 75th anniversary, you had Skull and Bones John Kerry there giving them the oration. And in 2016, we're looking at 2 years ago, on their website, they claim that the people that have gone through their processes, they do exchange students and all kinds of international swapping, but they say that 335 current and former heads of state went through their program. So I'm not sure. Actually, Global Ties Foundation was not on my radar until this guy quit, and I'm looking at it, and I'm wondering why not. But it is just full of conspirators. We find that Arlen Specter nominated the Global Ties Foundation for the Nobel Prize, and we know Arlen Specter was involved in the JFK cover-up. And again, you've got John Foster Dulles' brother, Alan Dulles, sitting on the Warren Commission to do his cover-up. So it was a parallel government.
And we have parallel government with the intel agencies.
With Trump into, you know, bypassing and driving a mind thought around him as being the legitimately elected president by the people. So they're doing everything they can using the repeated lie technique that Hitler used.
Yeah, but I don't think it works with us because we have social media now, and most of the younger people especially don't trust the media at all. And the older people are my age basically are very skeptical because if they listen to alternative media like Genesis Network, they're completely informed to the point where they're going to ask tougher questions, and they don't buy any of this garbage. The regular media is shrinking. You know, it's like, you know, they took the pill that Alice in Wonderland took. The media like CNN, MSNBC, and so on, their audience, their sponsors, everything is shrinking, isn't it? Just like the NFL with their stupid kneeling.
Yeah, the outfit also has a program called 100,000 Strong, in which they intend to bring 100,000 students in from foreign countries and have 100,000 students from the United States go to their countries in this massive global citizenship propaganda program. But these guys are just absolutely outrageous. In fact,
why would America go to a third world country to get an education that's supposed to come back to America supposedly improved? If we have the best education, which we should, then why would you leave here?
Well, what we have, which is unique, we certainly don't have the best education. What we've got is a constitution that compartmentalized power and that made the government run by the people. All of those. I don't know another country that does that. I know Rhodesia tried and a few other places, but there's no other place in the world where theoretically people run their own government. And that's what they hate. They want to rub that out of the minds of people worldwide. Now,
right, well,
John Feeley, the guy that quit Panama over his upset with language, as such that it is, was talking, was the chairman of this presentation that was being given for John Feeley, the ambassador from Panama, was a man by the name of Thomas Enders. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Reagan had appointed him to head the Latin American Affairs. And back when El Salvador was struggling with the communists, Enders put another ambassador, Dean Hinton, as ambassador to El Salvador. And he, too, was a member of the CFR. And the Reagan, they had an election, and U.S. sent observers down there. Reagan picks four Rockefeller Foundation members as observers, including Theodore Sesberg, and all the citizens risked their lives to vote because they were being shot at going to the polls. And when the ballots were counted, the anti-communist Robert de Avisan was the winner. And then what happened was Reagan said, and the UP or the United Press International says, a major shift of Reagan administration policy. Ambassador Hinton suggests that the anti-communist winners negotiate with the communist rebels. And then what they did was they forced an ex-banker that would include the agrarian reform on the people of El Salvador. But that was one of Reagan's giving away countries to the international community, whether they're controlled by the communist or...
Well, yeah, and more of the stuff. A lot of people think Reagan was the perfect model, and he wasn't, was he?
Oh, no. He was one of the most brilliant, I think he'll be known as one of the most brilliant agents of the international conspiracy.
Well, yeah, major player. He was a major player at Bohemian Grove, too, wasn't he?
Yeah. All that Bohemian Grove stuff is there. There is actually... really shocked, and I ordered 100 copies. The recent edition of The New American was mostly written by a man by the name of Alex Newman, and he goes through the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations. He includes secret societies, Bohemian Grove, and the Illuminati, and that's been something that I thought the Birch Society had shied away from for a long time because their candidate was Robert Taft, who was a nationalist running against Eisenhower back in the early 50s. And as Dr. Anthony Sutton says, only about 40% of the 15 inducted Skull and Bones members are really active in the conspiracy itself. So there are innocent people that matriculate through it, but their oaths to each other prevent them from speaking out.
Exactly, yeah. Amazing. Back in a moment. Now we know why so many people hate Trump and Trumpism.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Welcome back, and so Gary, let's continue. What you're showing is you're showing the players behind the scenes, and actually the players we often think are good. For example, if we look at the presidents all the way since JFK, all of them, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, all have been globalists. They have set up rules and so on that have caused the exportation of 50,000 major corporations to other countries. They've opened borders and rules in terms of dealing with immigration laws. They basically walk the walk of globalism, which is a borderless nation that's stripped of its economy, and eventually harm us to the point where they sequester the military and don't even prepare us to engage other countries, because you can't negotiate from a position of weakness, especially not only for economic but financial deals. And then, of course, the launch out in China of the Belt and Road. And I think there's two sides to it. The Belt and Road can be good if it's negotiated from strength, like Trump is doing. But it can also be like the fact that what I heard from Harley, that he didn't think it was anything of the fact that they're not going to invest in our treasury notes anymore. I think that's pretty serious. I think the fact that they're building these South China Islands is pretty militarily dangerous. And the fact that they support North Korea and they're not doing anything really concrete to stop them is also very dangerous. And I think that the fact that they've told their own citizenry to prepare for wars with us. So although there is a potential for a deal there, and Xi wants to modernize this country because the young people are sick and tired of communism, I think there's also a grave danger if we put our guard down thinking that China's going to behave themselves and not have North Korea nuke our cities. Or hit us with an EMP attack, because we have to understand that North Korea is a Chinese and Russian bad dog. That's what they are. And if we deal from a position of strength, military and economically, we can actually work out reciprocal trade and, you know, demilitarize these islands in the South China Sea and denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. But the actions of China, from what I can see, and Russia, are very not good, number one. And number two, the globalists are playing lots of games that these other countries aren't necessarily going to agree with. The globalists try to control, they created Russia and China, the globalists did. The British created Russia with the Bolshevik Revolution. I know, I talked to people who actually marched in and took St. Petersburg in 1917 when the revolution happened, and they didn't have a pop gun, the Bolsheviks. So the guns came from a J.P. Morgan, who was actually a proxy of the Rothschilds, built in Virginia, their guns, shipped to the Bolsheviks, and they held the cities of St. Petersburg and later turned into Leningrad and Moscow for 6 months before it was handed over to the Bolsheviks. People need to understand that the globalists behind all of these disasters, all the way since the Napoleonic Wars, are all banker wars, and that the globalists have been moving for hundreds of years toward their global goal. The setting up of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, Bohemian Grove, the Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, everything, including the Bretton Woods deal after the Second World War, everything is moving step by step toward a cashless market system. That's why I don't have any patience. I've had people try to browbeat me by pushing. In fact, I had a gentleman the other day who's used to be a DARPA programmer. He lives now in Australia, and he's tried to say that it was a good idea that I get involved with Bitcoin. No, even if I could make a lot of money, and I wouldn't know when to get out, but the fact is, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is the first half, when it's tied to biometrics, which is going to happen, to the mark of the beast, the total control matrix of the planet, where the cashless system will capture every nation and every economy. People don't get it, do they?
Well, you're exactly right about the conspiracy creating its own enemies, and of course they presume that they're always going to have controls over that enemy in which they can take down.
Right, which by the way, the enemy becomes aware of that.
It's the head of the Chamber of Commerce for Red China in the United States. So the Bushes and the Skull and Bones were in there immediately. The co-founder of Skull and Bones was Alfonso Taft. And President Grant, who, became president after the Civil War, appointed Alfonso Taft to be ambassador to Russia. And then years later, you're talking about Jacob Schiff and what's going on. But in 1905, a decade before the Bolshevik Revolution, Jacob Schiff paid for half of the war that the Japanese conducted against Russia. And actually, they won that naval battle. But these guys are in it up to their necks, and they have a lot of their assets there. I don't know how they're exactly disciplining their created monsters, like a Frankenstein. Hope to control his monster. That was one of the things Dr. Anthony Sutton was always fearful of, is that one of these monsters is going to pull the pants down on these Yale boys, and we're going to get screwed. But or they're going to get screwed. We're screwed under the boys.
I agree. I think that they think they have control. To be honest with you, when these guys meet in Basel, Switzerland, or they meet in the World Watch Institute, or they have all these meetings, they can't control their bowel movements, let alone the world government. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, what happens is, and it happens to everybody in every clique, is we kind of get stupid talking to each other, because we'll agree on the pieces on the chessboard of what we think is going on. We think we know it all. And of course, just like Hillary knew it all with her polls and everything, that she was going to win, they don't always win. That was obviously something that got away from them, was the presidency of Donald Trump, and I think this is the Globe's few times in which they need to get real busy to unfasten these shackles as fast as they can and move these bad people out of power.
Let me throw some wild cards in here. They're going to throw out
city council or county supervisor. You can be a force against the ICLEI, which is the regionalization of our local communities.
Right, I'll throw some wild cards in here. Number one, we're heading into a modern ice age. There's a possibility we may actually be heading into a major ice age. Number two, we have the nearest space object Apophis coming here in 12 years. Number three, we have galactic and solar activity, including coronal mass ejections from the sun when it's in the solar minimum. We have problems with the fact that now that we're into space and sending out signals, we are going to make first contact. In fact, the Vatican is preparing themselves to have first contact response with their own alien gospel ready to try to change all the religions on Earth. People don't understand the levels of things like artificial intelligence, who controls space right now. The Chinese say they're going to control space. They're just copying our 1960s space program. And we've all hidden it, just like that's why we had the whole space system and NASA go dark under Obama. The fact is they don't want to talk about the fact we have space fleets. They don't want to talk about the fact we have a colony on Mars and on the moon we have a city. They don't want to talk about the use of helium-3 and tokamak fusion reactors. They don't want to talk about all the hidden technology we have that could solve our environmental and our energy and other problems, because they want to hide it for special things that only the sequestered elite are going to know about, including if we have, for example, a life extension technology. You can damn well guarantee they don't want it for the general public. They want it just for the elite. The fact is that everything is a lie. If you see anything public, including in the alternative media, unless you're highly qualified like I am, most of what they say is their spin on what they think might be happening. And that's a real big problem, because the regular media is completely full of lies. The alternative media is often peppered with people that are deep state people, or they just don't understand, or they're mentally ill and they're trying to be narcissistically get attention. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. In fact, I'd rather the people, as long as they aren't apathetic that they even hate my guts, as long as they'll consider what I'm saying might be possible true. And when it starts to become unveiled that, say, Bitcoin is not good, and that the world economy is heading toward a crash because they're heading toward a use of biometrics like face pay and biometrics, maybe they'll wake up at that point in time when their butt's on fire that maybe they need a fire extinguisher. The fact is that the government and the governments are not worried about and not helping the environmental destruction of the environment, including the benthic layer of the oceans. They're not worried about the destruction of the ozone layer, which is putting ground level cosmic rays and x-rays and high-level UVB light and C and D to the population of the crops. We are not prepared for anything, including a coronal mass ejection or hacking into our power grid. And we're being made more vulnerable every day, and the average public, the person of the public there, doesn't want the questions raised because they don't want to think that anybody has a solution. That drives me nuts. So when we come back, we'll talk solutions. How's that?
All right.
Solutions, and I'm going to run down through a series of solutions to the world economy and other things. Number one, you need nation states. You need to stop this idea of a borderless world. You need a new body, not the United Nations, but something much more advanced that's actually not having swarms of nations like these Muslim nations or United Nations being moved by British or intel agencies to move in a specific direction.
Yeah, you need to have these black caucuses and Arab coalitions.
Right. We need to move toward, in our government, getting away from the party system. We need to vote for independent people in the Congress, Senate, or even locally. And we need to have direct democracy where bills can be put forward by citizens that are no more than 10 pages, one subject, one object, with no pork. And then we can have it voted on by the public first, then it gets advanced to be tabled, to be put in the legislature. So direct democracy is what we need. We need to move away from the idea of an income tax or taxes altogether and have what's called a VAT or value-added tax. We need to have what's called a workfare, not welfare. So everybody should be able to work, even if you're a quadriplegic, you can work 2 hours a day with a computer or mind link or whatever. No one should receive welfare. Everybody should work at something, even with something that's in your own apartment or you're in your quadriplegic wheelchair. We need to have a system where you have what's called reverse income. So below a certain income, everybody receives enough money to allow them to have decent food and housing and so on. We're not talking about communism. We're talking about a system where you can earn more and you can actually keep more of your money if you're willing to be self-driven and you aren't taxed to death. A lot of people don't realize how much taxes were double and triple taxed by state and federal government. Now with the new tax bill that they passed, it's going to actually make it worse for the average person in the upper middle class, who is the backbone of the small business and employs 75% of the people. So I don't agree with Nancy Pelosi, but the damn Democrats would always expand government. We need to contract government. Government should stop trying to rule over us. They're our servants. So we need to get rid of much of government. We need to get much of regulation, and we need to start moving toward the idea of total recycling of all materials, so there's no trash heaps, high-speed rail. We need to have cities where we plan cities where they're no larger than 50,000 feet pods, you know, population pods, with parks and so on, and no vehicles, no, you know, wheeled or non-vehicled or hover vehicles should be in the city. It should also be high-speed rail like in Disneyland, where vehicles are parked on the periphery of these so-called micro-cities, and that way it's like leaves on the tree. You have a city that's actually livable, which is part of the vision that Disney had, the idea that you'd have open grounds and green spaces and places that are good for people's psyche. We need to have a system where we use plasma distribution lines for power. You don't need power substations, and we have fusion energy. If we do use hydrocarbons or for making chemicals and plastics and other things, we need to move to a situation where we control the benthic layer of the oceans and re-engineer new phytoplankton so that we can re-energize the carbon oxygen cycle. We need to stop the post-geriatric fission reactors that are killing the oceans and killing the ozone layer. We need to start a system where that we don't need to have what we call trade tariffs or countervailing tariffs, but we need to have reciprocal trade. We shouldn't have $1 trillion trade deficit with China, South Korea, and Japan. It's ridiculous. They shouldn't be allowed to put borders or blocks on our products coming in. If they do, we can do countervailing blocks on them, and I think that Trump can negotiate that off. The parts inside the Communist Party don't want that. They want to continue raping and pillaging the American business. And they're now losing because many of the corporations that moved to China 25 or 30 years ago are moving to Kerala, India, Malaysia, and elsewhere, which is why they're even kidnapping the corporate people within these corporations. The world is heading toward artificial intelligence, free or very cheap energy, the idea of very almost instant travel, including high-speed, hypersonic travel into near space or high-speed rail. We're moving into a place where you can, within 10 to 20 years, be able to download entire language skills or skill sets. We need to change the idea of licensure, say for medical doctors and health professionals, so it's national and maybe eventually international, where we have specific standards where you can learn the database online or even download it, and then later go to a center where you can prove that you actually have the physical skill sets and you're certified. We're moving into a new world where human reproduction, we need to make sure we don't decide to control human reproduction, but we want people to be healthy, which means we need to find out a healthcare system that has true preventive and genetic and epigenetic medicine, and we get rid of toxins like Wi-Fi network, cell phones, and wind towers, toxic chemicals and toxic food and materials in our soil from toxic industries that are dumping into the air, food, and water. So these are things that the human race needs to do, and if we don't, we'll go out with a whimper. Even if we don't have a nuclear war in this century, will be the end of the human race. It'll gradually deteriorate in terms of IQ, reproducibility, and the ability to have industry, and then eventually cybernetic machines will kind of replace us as an echo of the human race. What do you think?
I think you should have a working notebook that people can download, and they can attach their own notes and suggestions, and you can update it as
The thing I find frustrating, I did get a call from Mara on our first hour, which we usually don't take calls in our first hour about gravitonic waves. The thing that I find most frustrating, and there's lots of pundits out there, everybody and their dog has got either a blog now, or they've got a radio show, or they've got the other things, live stream or whatever. The problem is that there's four classes of individual. Number one is people who just want to be special. They want to have their word out there. Number two, they're mentally ill and they really think that they believe in something that isn't based on logic. Number three, they're deep state plants and they usually have pretty damn good funding. And the fourth are actually people like me that just are skilled and qualified. We actually have a right to say something because it would be based on evidence. My greatest frustration is people won't ask me tough questions. And I'm going to ask you right now before we go, ask me one tough question you've never had answered by any rational human being, but you want an answer. What is it?
Now, tell me how you use the plasma distribution line.
You have a high-speed, what's called a plasma distribution magnetic line that's about 6 to 10 inches across. You bury it around 6 feet. It's put in a trench in the ground. It can go across. You can have it over fault zones if you have what's called an expansion joint in it. It basically holds the magnetic plasma, and then it downloads the plasma and turns it back into electricity at the point of use at substations. We can also have power stored in all kinds of ways. For example, I just talked to ZapWorks. You can store it as kinetic energy. You can store it as compressed air. You can store it as a conversion to hydrogen, so you can have hydrogen adsorb tanks, not like the Hindenburg. So the problem is people limit things, whether it's human lifespan, the nature of what life is. In fact, I presented my lecture on the quantum physics of life forms. They don't want human beings to be living 200 or 300 or 1,000 years. They don't want people with dynastic wealth. They don't want people who can download all kinds of skill sets and languages. They don't want intelligent people where if you have wise people that are hundreds of years old, you won't have a society run by maniacs and greedy people. You'll have righteous people where spirituality and the collectiveness of humanity and the fact that we're the keeper of planet Earth, we're actually a steward of the planet, and we're going to soon become a galactic civilization traveling through the wormholes and at above light speed across the galaxy and trading with other civilizations and other kinds of beings. We're not preparing for that. We damn well better prepare because the 21st century...
Go ahead.
Yeah. The 21st century is our century.
Families also are really a risk. They don't understand that they're the nouveau rich and that these old families will turn them out. We saw that happen to the Kennedy family, actually. Jack Kennedy, when he was a congressman, he in 1949, he attacked the diplomats for having sold out China. He said they should have supported Chiang Kai-shek, and he attacks Fairbanks and a bunch of these other communist reds. His brother was an assistant to Joe McCarthy,
right.
Bobby Kennedy, and so he was not, they knew too much to wholly go with it. I mean, he was delivering to the internationalist on a lot of things, and he certainly pointed a whole bunch of them. But they did not trust him because he had a bit of the truth. And I think this is the same thing with Donald Trump. And, of course, Donald Trump had that one assistant to Joe McCarthy, too, that was friends with him for a decade or so. So once people see behind this stuff, they're always in a danger. And that's why I think Trump is in danger from the hardcore of the conspiracy. And of course,
he knows the future of the human race is hanging in the balance. We can either rise and control our genetics or lifespan and be a galactic civilization, a planet safe from destroying ourselves with biological, chemical, and nuclear war, a planet safe for other life forms by stabilizing the extinction-level events like Apophis, a near-air satellite, like an asteroid or comets coming by us, and the activity of the sun, etc. The fact is, we need to be the lords of Earth under the Lord of all, which is the Most High God, and we need to take control of our planet and be a collaborative of loving, collective nations trying to survive a galactic, violent universe.
Okay.
We're not doing that.
On the Global Ties Foundation, it's a new one for you to dive at.
Send me that link and I'll post it up there, Gary.
Fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.